Fairfield County Live and Local were presented by the Sono Collection, and I am joined by my good friend and yours. You've heard him on the show many times, Mr. Drew Angus. What's up, dude?
What's going on, John?
Nothing much, bro. It's good to have you back. Nothing much going on with me. Lot going on with you. I'm excited.
Oh, come on.
I do.
You got a kid.
That's right.
Life is good.
That's right. Remember when you first did this show and I was in the basement? I'm in my basement now, but my basement before was like, it looked like a prison wall somewhere with like
the first time we did this show was at the broadcast studio over in, up in like Milford.
Oh
or something.
My God. Yeah. It was at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Stratford.
Yeah.
Stratford.
Yeah.
Shout out to CSB. Shout out to CSB. Oh my gosh. That's right. Yeah, dude. So, enough about me, though. First thing I want to talk to you about is, I mean, there's a total buzz in the air. I just got my second vaccine shot yesterday. People are going out again. It's warm. Like, you know, the 19th is coming up. We're going to take masks off outside at least, or maybe we will, maybe we won't. Point is, people are going out to shows and your schedule is blowing up. I, you know, just from talking to you, just me and you, and from seeing your social media, you're playing all the time. What's it like at shows right now? How does it feel?
Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff that I'm doing right now is mostly private parties and private events, just because that's what affords to allow me to share music with the good people like yourself.
Right.
Right. And because venues are almost impossible to book right now. I mean, there's a great Instagram right now that's called Agents First Promoters. It's hilarious memes of people like clawing over each other, and the captions are like, can we get 12th hold for September of 2026?
Wow.
And that's like, I mean, it's, I knew
it's completely
I could see this
blown
happening up from a mile away. You know, as soon as things started to ease up, we're starting to see venues in Connecticut opening up. We're starting to see venues across the country opening up, and artists, big artists that you know and love, are going on tour, are on tours again.
Yeah.
Right now, though, as a smaller artist, you know, it's tough to get dates.
Yeah.
Because we're all scrambling for dates. So I'm kind of taking the okay, I'm gonna go make a living now. And
right.
When everybody settles down on the booking front, then I'm gonna, like, you know, squeeze my way in.
It's so interesting because I guess from my thinking, it could have gone one or two ways, right? It could have either gone the way that it is going, where everything is just jam-packed constantly, or there was a part of me that was afraid it was going to be very hesitant. It was going to be very slow. People were going to, you know, venues were going to be slow to open. People were going to be slow to go to the shows. I assume the musicians were going to be eager to get back up on the stage again. That's certainly, if I was gigging as much as I used to, that's how I would feel. But it's good to hear. So, like, have venues completely just embraced it? Is there still a lot of trepidation with management? Is there still a lot of trepidation with audiences? How do they feel?
That's a great question. I got offered a date in Boston recently.
Oh, no way.
For June. And honestly, I said, not yet. Not yet. Because, you know, we're in business. All of these, the food chain, we're all in business. You know, these venues, they need to be able to sell out even at their lower capacities, but they have to sell out every single show.
Oh,
so they want to put people that are going to sell the venues out. And we're getting there. We're working
right
on it.
Right.
But,
right.
But so, you know, it's, there's probably a little bit of this is a bit speculatory, but, you know, I think there's some hesitancy. I think there's also an urgency to jump in, but everybody needs to do it safely and at their own kind of pace. And
yeah,
we'll get there. I think that the things are opening up, and we're experiencing this sudden, like, oh my God, let's do it. We're let's go. We've been cooped up. Winter's over. it's been nice out more days in the last 2 weeks than it has than it's been terrible out. And people are ready to go back. I think people are ready to go back, but you know, we gotta do it right.
It's that buzz, man. Exactly. And but we do have to do it
there
right.
Is a buzz.
We gotta do it smart. What's your oh, I love this question. Hold on one sec. What do you think? And I love, and thank you, Doug, for asking this. What do you think about events like Porch Fest? For people who are not aware, by the way, Porch Fest, outdoor entirely. It's just, it takes place in neighborhoods. There's one in Milford. There's one in Black Rock and Bridgeport. Bands on porches, big block party. People walk around all day. The Bridgeport one, the Black Rock one, gets like thousands of people. But sorry, now that we've got everybody caught up, Drew, me and you are very familiar with this event. What do you think about events like that? Oh, yeah. What do you think about the viability of events like Porch Fest over the summer?
I'm no scientist. I'm a musician. I love Porch Fest. Fair answer. I would love to see Porch Fest happen. But I think as with all of these festivals and all of these larger venues starting to come back, as you're talking about and this buzz, you know, I think that there's a possibility that it might happen. I don't know when it might happen. It would be really cool if it happened, but you know, I think everything is a little bit like, hey, let's say it's going to happen and we just kind of have to, you know, it might not, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So we gotta be glass half full.
Right. Yeah. I'll let the scientists tell me where we're,
I like that answer. That's the correct answer. I will say that I have spoken to Catherine Halstead and you know, a bunch of people who are involved with the organization of Porch Fest, and I know they put out a post recently that they haven't come to a final decision on that, but I can definitely tell you that the right people are on it and the right people have the right priorities in mind when it comes to putting the show on. That's for sure. That is for sure.
It would be so much fun to play Porch Fest. It would be so Porch Fest again.
Oh my god, it'd be so awesome. Oh. It'd be so great. Well, so all right, let's stick with some good news for you though. So you had the moment that I've been waiting for. You got blown up on social media. I want The Rock to share this video now. So you were shared recently on The Rock's Instagram page, and I'm just going to let you tell that story. Please tell that story.
And hey, Rock, Mr. Johnson, Dwayne, you know,
DJ,
they
call him DJ.
DJ, if you're listening right now, yo, invite me over. Let's make some Rock.
Yeah.
it was Wednesday last week. I got off stage at, I was playing a gig at a college down in Myrtle Beach, and my manager and I were in our hotel room. It was like 11:30, and we were talking about posts for the song Made to Love You came out on Friday. So we were kind of going through just like the last minute details, getting ready to launch the song. And I looked at my Facebook Messenger inbox, and there was a message from somebody I hired for sound ages and ages ago, or did a gig with, said, hey, congrats on The Rock, like sharing your post. It's like, what? And I go over to Instagram, and sure enough, there's The Rock's Facebook page with my, or not his Instagram page with my face on it. And the thing has, the video has got over a million views on it already. And every time I refresh it, it's like 1,010,000, 1,015,000. And we're talking like refresh.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. You're just swiping.
Click. And it's got 875 comments. And we start going in like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? Like The Rock just shared my post. And I start commenting on all these people that have commented on The Rock's post and trying to like drive people over and say, hey, I've got this new single out. It comes out, in 2 days.
Well, so that's my question. So, and for people who didn't see the post, it was you singing to a bottle of his tequila.
Yeah, it was just you. Happy Together by the Turtles.
Right. I can't see me loving no bottle, but you.
No, can't see me loving no bottle, but you. That's right.
But so when that happens, and you're someone in your position, someone who's in the entertainment industry, who has had some success, but you're always looking for that next opportunity to blow up and to expand a little bit, what goes through your mind first? Is it just genuine excitement, or do you go right to business mode? Like, okay, I need to move on this right now. What's the first reaction?
Holy shit.
Right.
Wait. Is this real? Did The Rock just share me on Facebook, on Instagram? Oh my God. Yeah. And then you sit there and scratch your head like, oh, it worked.
Yeah.
This thing that we've been like, this like machine that we've been like trying to, make.
Thing that we do and we tell ourselves it's going to work, but we don't really believe it.
And it's great. I've a wonderful manager / social media manager / like a partner in crime when it comes to making all this stuff happen. And she's had me, we make videos of covers and whatnot and try to like target and hashtag and tag kind of bigger name artists and folks who share unknown artists and people covering their songs.
Yeah.
And talking about their brands or, doing funny stuff. And so it worked.
Right.
It worked. And it's very exciting. So you move on it. You comment. I mean, we spent 2.5 hours going through. I spent 2.5 hours sitting there on the hotel bed. We're both like just laughing with each other. Just like, oh my God, The Rock like shared our post. And we reposted The Rock's repost of my post. And almost immediately it got like 500 likes and people started freaking out. And I started to see more movement from The Rock's post, like filling up my likes and my views and my comments on previous posts on my page. And commenting on the repost of the repost.
Isn't it amazing how this conversation makes no sense 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe six or 7 years ago, but just like,
yeah,
I just love it.
I mean, 10 years ago, I managed a guy, I was managing an artist who had a song go viral. Wow. YouTube. It had 1.2 million hits overnight, or no, 250,000 hits overnight. That was blowing up back then,
right?
In 2011,
right?
And I mean, from that we did the Ellen DeGeneres show. We did, so it's like,
oh, was that Giorgio? Was that the Sonic? That was Giorgio with the Sonic.
Yes,
that's right. I watched that video for the first time in like 10 years the other day. It was great.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that's got to be such a special moment.
It's a really fun moment to have a video, have somebody you respect and kind of idolize in terms of kind of social influence, and just, he's a good person. The Rock is the best.
Right.
To have somebody like that, reshare your fun video is just incredible. His fan base is overwhelming. And I mean, we saw looking at my insights on my Instagram the next day on Thursday, on Friday,
it's like, just
1.2 million accounts reached, 1.8 million accounts reached.
Wow.
And I mean, that's such a tiny fraction of his 232 million followers on Instagram now, but I mean, it's still wild.
It's bananas. That's absolutely bananas. And by the way, DJ at FC Live and Local. Just saying.
That's
at
right.
At John Kamal 87 and on Facebook at FC Live and Local. Just saying. So you mentioned before, though, the part of what got you doing this push that got all this attention on Instagram was, of course, the fact that you've got the new single out right now, and that's Made to Love You. And I mean, we played it last week on Fairfield County Live and Local. So hopefully, of course, everybody watching has definitely tuned into that and heard it already. But for those who haven't heard the song yet, there's a beautiful story behind it. Tell me the story behind this song, Made to Love You.
Yeah. So last year, kind of pre-COVID, my friends came to me, you know, looking for the perfect wedding song for their first dance. And, you know, having played hundreds of weddings over the years, at this point, I kind of put my wedding band leader, like wedding singer hat cap on, and, you know, rattled off 10 of the best first dance songs that I've sang over the years.
Sure.
And, you know, got off the phone and kind of went about and then realized, hang on, maybe there's something a little more personal here. And earlier that week, I had done a songwriting session with my buddy Matt Giella. And Matt and I, you know, songwriting's like fishing. You know, sometimes you catch one, and sometimes you don't. And that day we were really, really trying to write like a pop banger hit song for the summer, song for 2020.
Oh, so very outside of the realm.
So different. So, you know, yeah. we missed the boat. We missed, you know, it was a swing and a miss here. And we, Matt's packing up and he's like, hang on, Drew, I got this one idea. Hang on. So he sits down and he starts playing this, you know, planes were made to fly, cars were made to drive, and I was made to love you. And like, bingo, buzzer went off in my head.
That's
it. This is, there's something so beautiful and so simple about these lines. And so I sent my buddies, Ben and Taylor, just a little like voice memo. Demo of the first verse and the chorus of that song.
Can we get a little voice memo real quick? Can we get a couple bars?
You want to see if I can find the voice memo?
Oh no! I was just saying you. You right now.
Oh geez. Planes were made to fly. Cars were made to drive. The sun was made to rise and set from the east into the west.
That's beautiful.
You know,
right.
Something along those lines. And immediately I get back like the hearts and the eyes emoji. Oh my God, we love this. And so I called Matt. I was like, hey man, you got to come over. We got to write this song. So Matt and I finished the song with Ben and Taylor's 11-year love story in mind, and that's how Made to Love You came to be. I sang it at their wedding. It was well liked, and everybody said, Drew, you should put that out.
Yeah, man. It's so funny you mentioned the simplicity. There's a great line from, I forget the name, it was from a movie a couple of years ago, but the best songs are the ones you swear you've heard before. And I had that feeling when I was listening to this song. I'm like, you know, like birds are made to fly, cars are made to drive. I'm like, there's no way no one wrote this song this way before, but nobody did. That's the simple brilliance of tunes like this. That's what I love about this song.
Thanks,
and I
man.
Really do. I'm serious, man. I really do.
I'm really proud of this one.
You should be, dude. New single Made to Love for people watching right now. We're going to hear it this weekend, 95.9 The Fox, that's for sure. But also streaming services, Spotify, iTunes. It's out there right now. This thing is a gem, man. This thing is a real gem.
Yeah, just search Drew Angus or Drew Angus on whatever platform you use, and I should pop up.
Nice. So what have you got coming up for this exciting little summer that we're all looking forward to? What's next for Drew Angus right now?
What's next for Drew Angus? Well, I've got a music video that comes out tomorrow afternoon, 12:15 on YouTube. It premieres. youtube.com/DrewAngusMusic. The music video is really.
One sec, bro.
Really impressed. Sure.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you as well. I'm so sorry about that. Please continue. Sorry. So the video premieres tomorrow at noon. Keep going.
The video premieres tomorrow at 12:15 on YouTube, youtube.com/DrewAngusMusic. And it features two wonderful ballet dancers, Jonathan Lugin and Silken Kelly. They've taken my song and interpreted it into dance in such a beautiful way. It's directed and kind of created by my manager / creative director / you know, just boss, Sherry Goldenberg, who keeps me in check and keeps me in line. And it was filmed by another Connecticut native, Todd Rauweiser of Unison Productions, and I'm really psyched for it. It's a very cool concept in a warehouse space up in New Haven where we filmed it, and I think people are gonna like it.
I saw the clip on YouTube, and am I correct in this single shot? Right,
single shot.
Wow. Now you were. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the full video yet because I'm not that privy and in the know, but I'm excited to see it. Now you're in. Are you physically in the video?
I am, just a camera. And
I only asked that because I wanted to know, were you there? You must have been there for the day of the filming, then, right?
I had to be.
How bananas? Well, yeah, no, right. How hard is it to get a single shot, to get a single shot music video down? Because the song is what, 3:30, four, something like that?
Which is, minutes, yeah, four long? Minutes. Four minutes on the dot, pretty much.
So you've got two professional dancers, of course, but I mean, like, you know, we all know with any kind of art, performance art, the chance of it going wrong is high, and it's gotta be perfect.
Sure. Then there was some conversation early on. Hey, you know, maybe we do half the dance, like do it in two parts and cut it together. But mm-hmm. I think there's something about the choreography that they created that really kind of, and the filming style really lends itself to that one shot. And I felt like if we separated that, it would kind of kill the energy and kill the vibe.
Yeah.
I was in it. I was also manned the speaker, the iPod, so that everybody could hear what was playing,
right,
hear the song. I was also the gaffer or whatever, the guy running through the space before
yep.
the take, and with the fog stuff, and it was kind of an all hands on deck day.
How many takes you guys do?
We did, you know, it's funny when you do a one shot music video, kind of just sitting there playing, you can get away with 5, 10, 15 takes of it without getting tired. But ballet dancers with lifts and it's tiring. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
To do a full 4 minute kind of sweep of dance. So we kind of had a window of about an hour to get the light just the right way coming through those windows that you'll see in the video when you tune in tomorrow at 12:15 on YouTube for the premiere.
That's right.
We had a window of about 40 minutes to get takes.
Wow.
And so we did, you know, a couple kind of dry runs without the lifts and just to get Todd on the camera. Really kind of everybody flowing and all the shots, all the spaces just right. And then we got it in about five takes.
Wow. That's impressive, yeah. Man. That's impressive. I mean, you're talking about five takes. You're talking about that's like 20, 25 minutes, like of a 40 minute window. You know, it had to be nerve wracking.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did more than that, but we ended up using one of the earlier takes just because, you know, sometimes when you get it, you get it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, tomorrow.
Energy.
Tomorrow, the music video for Made to Love You. Gonna be on YouTube at 12:15. And what about shows, man? What do you got coming up that people who are living in Fairfield County can go and check out soon?
Well, hopefully there are a couple of things kind of coming down the pike. November, I'm supposed to go on tour with Mark Broussard. This is rescheduled from March of 2020. That was many other dates along the way. And I think we've finally landed on a string of dates in November of this year. So later on, but we'll be in a couple of places locally. I think Infinity Hall up in Hartford.
Great.
And then there may be something else. Yeah. Really cool venue.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get back there.
Yeah.
But I'm working on a record right now with my producer, Mikhail.
Nice.
Who, for the Fairfield County Live and Local folks, you probably know him as the Love Raptor guy.
Love Raptor.
we're moving and shaking. Just trying to make it happen.
Dude, congratulations on all the good stuff that's been going your way recently. It's well deserved. And you know, if you're watching this right now, this Sunday on 95.9 The Fox, at 9 p.m., we are doing a full hour of Drew Angus music. We're doing, you know, we're going to be playing Made to Love You, of course. We're going to be playing the upbeat stuff, his solo stuff. We're going to have some stuff possibly from work he's done with Love Raptor. There's going to be a full spectrum of Drew this Sunday night. So please make sure you check that out. If you were living in Fairfield County, Connecticut, you can just go to 95.9 FM. Or if you're not, you can go to 959thefox.com. Full hour of Drew Angus this Sunday night at 9.
Oh boy.
Yeah, brother. That's exciting. Me and you have to make that playlist too. I'm excited to do that.
Yes.
But Drew, thank you, brother. Always good to talk to you, man. Congrats on all the success.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, John. Appreciate all the support that you give to local artists. And go save my single on all the platforms that you listen on.
Right.
Once again, Drew Angus, and the single is called Made to Love You.
There you go. Awesome.